Hey everybody, welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This is the podcast for you if you want to understand the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. It's Idea Lab time, and it's the first Idea Lab of season 15. So welcome to a brand new season. We kicked off last Thursday with an incredible interview with Alice Carroll, the co-founder of Foxbow Whiskey. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen. It's a spectacular interview with Alice. She's an incredible entrepreneur. She thinks extremely differently. She's taking on a very traditional industry and she's coming at it with a whole new spin. And she's very open about it. She reveals a huge amount of her frameworks and her thinking and her mindset as to how she's approaching building a brand in what's a very, very established space. And there's a ton we can learn from her. So go and check that out. Today, we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about my remote working adventure, what I'm doing in Spain for the last month, and why I'm here. Then we're going to talk about a couple of business ideas I've seen while I'm here. But first, a quick thank you to my partners. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at Iconic Offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on at the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer. So this is the first Idea Lab on season 15. I'm going to catch up very quickly on what's been going on. So season 14 wrapped. At the end of every month, I share figures online to keep myself accountable. So at the end of August, I shared the figures for the month and audio downloads had increased 10%, which is really good. But the key standout learning for me, and I think for you, if you're listening to this and you're a small business owner, short form video is really performing. Our Instagram reels have passed 2 million plays. And our TikTok is about 1.3 million. So total, we're coming up on 3.5 million short form video plays, which for a relatively small media production like ours, it's pretty huge. Am I seeing it drop down to the bottom line though? That is the question. I have a North Star metric and my North Star metric is audio downloads. That's the most important thing for me because it's a podcast, right? That's the most important thing. And we are now starting to see the short form video plays convert listeners across into listening on Spotify, Apple, or watching on YouTube. I would consider watching the long form pod on YouTube a download. So it's trying to drive people to those three places and it's starting to work. I'm now starting to see people convert across. So that's a really interesting learning for me and for you. I think if you're running a small business, you should really be looking at the short form video content. Okay, let's kick into Idea Lab. I'm in Spain. I'm remote working over here for 6 weeks and I'm just over halfway through and I'm going to share some kind of like key lessons with you. So why I'm doing this, we wanted to do this because during COVID we didn't go anywhere. We had, in fact, not gone away for 5 years. We had, through various different reasons of life and for personal family things, which I won't really get into now, but I will get into it at some stage because it feels important to share this sort of stuff. We hadn't gone away for 5 years. So we decided we'd go away for 1 week of every year we'd missed. So we've gone away for 5+ weeks. And we picked Spain. Picked Spain purely because it was accessible. I wanted to bring our dog with us. I would never go away without him for that length of time. So I wanted to bring him with us. So I wanted to find somewhere that would be accessible for him. And key insight, if you're a dog owner and you're a listener, Brittany ferries now sail from Rosslare right down to Bilbao. So you can get a pet-friendly cabin. That means they stay in the cabin with you. It's very cool. If you're not a pet owner, this is going to bore the hole off you. But anyway, indulge me. You sail out of Rosslare, it takes 30 hours. You drive on with your doggo or your pet, and you go into a special lift. Lift brings you up to a certain floor. You come out of the floor, you're in a row, you're in a hall with all these cabins. Your cabin is there, it's a pet-friendly cabin. That means your dog stays with you in the cabin at all times. And then there's also a pet-friendly deck, which means you can bring them out for a walk whenever you like, so they can roam anywhere along that deck as long as they're on a lead, and they can stay in the cabin with you. So it's very, very cool. If you've ever been on those ferries and you see like some of the kennels they have, they're pretty depressing. So we'd never do that with our lad. So once they launched Pet Friendly Sailings, we booked it. And I got to say, it's exceptionally cool. So you're on there for 30 hours. It's kind of long, but very doable. The ferry itself is excellent. Really, really cool. Very, very modern. So we came to Spain, booked an Airbnb for 5.5 weeks, 6 weeks. And we've been here, and it's phenomenal. It's one of those things we had no real expectations of what we're coming over to, but now that we're here, it's just spectacular. Like the remote working thing, both of us, my wife is on maternity leave. That gives us a good bit of flexibility. Obviously, I work for myself, and I can shape my own hours, and I can shape how I work. So before I left, I recorded a lot of podcast episodes in person. That gave me a backload of episodes that I could then release over the next 4 to 5 weeks, which I've been doing. This episode I'm recording at the table in the Airbnb, looking out at the 29 degree sun, which I'm just about to go out after this. So it's a whole new way of thinking and working. And I think I had to go and test this out, because I talk about remote working a lot on the podcast and how I believe it's a trend and how I believe it's going to be the future. And I'm a big believer in, if you are going to talk about something, you have to know what you're talking about. You gotta get in there and experiment and test and find out what's it really all about. And that's the only way to do it. And I can stand over this then as a credible source of information about what it's actually truly like to work away from home for a long period of time with your family and in a new environment and still produce work to the same level and the same output. So what have I found that's been working? I'm going to do a full podcast episode on this, on the remote working. I'm going to go into really a lot of depth in terms of like how much it costs, what are the pros, what are the cons, but I'll give you a quick overview today. So driving, we drove from Bilbao down to the very bottom of Spain. So we're in Marbella, and you could do it in 2 days. It's not that bad. It's about 1,100 kilometers. It's a very, very straightforward drive. You're on motorway the entire journey down. It's pretty straightforward. So if you're thinking about doing it, I really would highly recommend it. People go on about the tolls, like they're super expensive. It's not bad at all. I'd say the tolls were less than 80 quid the whole way down. So I don't know what people really go on about. It's not that bad. And the roads are excellent. So drivers are a little bit manic. You really do need to have your sat nav on, because there's a million junctions. But once you follow that, you're pretty much golden. And then once you get here, it's a very multicultural place. It's a very unique place to come. It's very, very different. We're in the Puerto Banús side of it. It's very cosmopolitan, very unusual, which I absolutely love. It's a really different pace down here. There's a lot of different people. One of the things which I'm going to talk about first is I cannot get over the level of money and wealth and extreme wealth that is down here. It is simply phenomenal. We walk straight down to a beach from where we're staying. It's about 10 minutes, and we pass by these villas. They're just being constructed. And they're €3.5 million a piece. And like, they're nice, but they're pretty close together. Some of them are even attached to each other, and they're $3.5 million a piece. It's phenomenal. Like, everybody is driving a Porsche, a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a G-Wagon. Like, they're literally everywhere. Like, two or three G-Wagons will pass you in the space of 30 seconds. So like, in the space of maybe a 5 minute walk, €1 million or €2 million worth of cars will pass you. It's mind blowing. So what's it like remote working? It's pretty much the same. If you've been working from home, it's the exact same. There's no real mad difference. It's possibly a little bit more distracting because you've got glorious sunshine all the time, and you do have to make sure you're not in holiday mode all the time. That's something that I'm still coming to terms with. So I allowed myself 2 weeks of just complete chill with the family, and then went into holiday mode. And I try to break out my days into different segments. I read about this idea recently. It's about dividing your days into quarters, which I think is quite cool. So basically, let's say you get up at 6 a.m. So from 6 to 10 is a quarter, 10 to 2 is a quarter, 2 to 6 is a quarter, and then 6 to 10 p.m. is a quarter. So I really like that idea. I've been kind of loosely doing that myself already with how I structure my day. So up at 6, and then it's like walk, exercise, coffee, family time, and then try to get stuck into work. And then I've been kind of moving towards this. I've spoken on this in the pod recently about moving towards all the deep work before 2 p.m. And then from 2 p.m. onwards, that's meetings time. So I try to do zero meetings before 2 p.m. now. That's kind of a hard and fast rule I have, unless it's exceptional. Like, I wouldn't count like a podcast as a meeting. I will do them. I have a week of recording every month. We now have 1 week where we do all the recordings. So the first week of every month, we do all the recordings. And then that's all day, every day. But let's say outside of that, the three other weeks of the month, I will try break my day down into start, which is deep work up until 2 p.m. And then 2 p.m. onwards is for, like, I call it paper and people. So like doing any kind of like admin you need to do, and then like having meetings, a lot of prep. So a lot of what I do with the pod is prep work. It's meeting people, it's getting to know people, it's like getting connected to people and doing a lot of preliminary chats and, you know, networking essentially, right? It's essentially networking. So a lot of that is what I try to do after 2 p.m. So I've kind of got a hard and fast rule, because what I was doing, I was like getting dragged into all these different things at different times of the day and suiting other people. But I find if you have a very clear metric that you work towards, people will respect that, and people will kind of like row in whatever you give them. If you give people too much choice, it's how I used to do it with the podcast. I'd be like, oh, whenever you'd love to record. I'd end up recording at mad times, just all times of the day and night. Whereas when you give people a very set time, going, we record the first week of every month, these are the time slots, which one would you like? It's super efficient. So anyway, that is my remote working story so far. Airbnb was brilliant. We picked it very specifically with its very set criteria. If I was picking again, I'd probably look for somewhere with a dedicated workspace. That's one learning I have. I work off the kitchen table here, which is not ideal. We have a baby that's 9 months old. So kind of she dictates the day a little bit. So I'm kind of trying to work around her. So I probably would look for somewhere with a dedicated workspace. That'd be one little key insight, I think, as I'm learning. What else about the remote working space? So I think it's just about having a very set working structure for yourself, and then being rigidly flexible. So knowing exactly what you need to do every day. So I have 45 minute blocks. So I need to do those 45 minute blocks every day. And of that, I will review and plan every single day. We're doing a September accountability challenge with our group at the minute. So it was open to every listener of the podcast. You could come and join it for free. We have a WhatsApp group whereby there's about 65 people taking part this month, I think, which is accountability for the month of body, business, brain. The body is to move your body for 30 minutes every day, whatever way you want to do it. It can be gym, walking, swimming, doesn't matter. Just move your body. Brain is to journal for 5 minutes. And so brain, body, business. And the business is to set 3 SMART goals every single morning and then review them in the evening. The review part is something I do myself. So 3 SMART goals have to be hit that day. And I think by having a very rigid structure, but this works at home. This doesn't have to be like a remote working thing. This works at home. The key learning I've had is that it's not fundamentally any different. If you're already working at home, I think a couple of years ago, this would have been weird. But the fact that we've been working at home for so long now, it's just second nature. You're just doing it in a sunnier, nicer environment. So if you're thinking about it, go for it. If you have any questions, connect with me and I'll answer them as well as I can. But I will do an in-depth version of this probably when we get back, so I can fully review everything for you. A couple of cool things I saw. There's a lot of cool things I saw apart from the wealth. But at the end of our road, we face down towards, like, between the beach and us, there's a large kind of, like, I don't know what you call it, like a dual carriageway. And I notice all these trucks starting to get parked up in the evenings. And I'd walk the dog down in the evening, and I'd be like, what are these guys doing? Big, massive car transporter trucks. And next thing, these guys would drive up really nice cars, like Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris. And I'd notice, like, all of them are UK regs, or all of them are Swedish regs, or all of them are Dutch or German. And basically, they'd all get loaded on. So maybe between 6 and 8 cars or Jeeps or whatever there would all get loaded on. So, like, the UK truck would pull up. All the UK supercars would just drive onto it, and your man would head off. So I had to find out what this is. So essentially, the wealthy of Puerto Banús ship their cars down for the summer. So obviously, they want to be seen in their very sleek green Lamborghini. So they ship it down from Manchester or Amsterdam or Berlin, ship it down here for the summer. At the end of the summer, instead of driving it back, they just load it up onto a car transporter, and it gets driven back to their house door to door. I thought that was a very cool idea. I looked into it. It's actually not that crazy expensive. So it starts at like 800 quid. Now I think it goes significantly up for supercars. Like there's very exclusive ones that are actually closed in. So if you've got an extremely rare car, they'll do like closed in car transporters, which are, I think, 2 to 3 times that price. But I thought, like, if you are that wealthy, I didn't think that was an outrageous thing to do, considering how much it would be to rent a car for the summer. So I thought that was kind of a quirky kind of, oh, what do the 1% do? I thought it was one of those 1% ideas that actually, when you start to break it down, kind of makes sense. If you were living down here for 3 or 4 or 5 months, it would make sense to ship your car down, especially if it's a nice car, right? Then the next idea I've seen, we picked an apartment that was very close to, it was kind of central to walking to the main part of the town, central to the beach, so we could bring the doggo down in the morning. He's just literally sprung up off the couch as I've said that. And then also central to a gym. And we're staying beside this massive gym called Real Paddle Club. And it is phenomenal. You know, when people say, this is the future. Well, genuinely, I think this is the future. I think these, I wouldn't even call it a gym. I would call it, it's about the size of an entire city block. So if you picture, I know city block is very American, but if you picture like an entire, between two streets of a town, an entire block. So the outside area of the gym alone is 10,000 square meters. There's 9 paddle courts, which are essentially, if you're not familiar with paddle, it's like a new version. It's a really trendy version of like tennis. That's a very simplistic way of putting it, but it's this massive growing sport here in Spain and across Europe. That's another trend we're looking into is paddle. So there's 9 paddle clubs. They have a restaurant, cafe, bar, which is exceptionally cool, massive terrace, and it's in the middle of the gym. So you walk into the gym, you hang a left, you walk into the cafe, bar, restaurant. The food is excellent, all healthy. You sit in the terrace outside. It's all these massive, huge trees, which gives you loads of shade. And then you're surrounded by the gym. So on your back, say if you're sitting in the middle, on your left-hand side is the indoor gym, and you're kind of like watching people work out, and they're watching you. And then behind you is the outdoor gym. And then on your right side is the paddle court. So you're surrounded by people just like getting after it, chasing their goals. It's an incredible place to sit, have your morning coffee. You cannot help but be more motivated by spending time there. But what's in it is that there's a hairdresser's, a barber's, an aesthetic clinic. What else is there? There is, let me bring through. So there's a martial arts center. There's the cafe, gym, restaurant, like I talked about. And then there's also a car wash. There's a dog minding facility. There's a kindergarten. And then there's like all a martial arts center, jiu-jitsu, boxing. It literally has everything. It even has that kind of, you know, the Ninja Warrior outdoor assault course. It has that as well. And people come and spend like nearly the whole day there, because like they'll drop their kids off. The kids will go in for like a half day in the kindergarten. They'll come in, do their workout. They'll go into the cafe. They'll do 2-3 hours work. Then they'll have their lunch. The kids will come out, and then they'll head off and do the second part of their day. So I think fitness here is just phenomenal. As a growth area, everybody is in phenomenal shape. The Aesthetic Clinic is definitely doing good business. I was texting Pat Phelan about this. The Aesthetic Clinic is flying. Cosmetic procedures and surgeries are obviously a massive area out here. But aside from that, everyone is incredibly fit and healthy as well. Obviously, the lifestyle is a bit healthier out here. You have a lot more sun. It's all relative, right? It's easier to be healthy, but also people put a massive amount of effort into eating healthy, looking good, looking after themselves. And I think fitness villages, I guess I'm going to call it a fitness village, right? Fitness villages like this are definitely something that are worth looking into. There is one in Dublin at Junction 6 in Blanchardstown already. I go to a physio there. He's excellent. And they have something similar. It's not quite as slick as this, but they have a number of PT studios. They have a kids pool. They have boxing. They have jiu-jitsu. They have physio. They have IV drips. They have aesthetic treatments. They have barbers. So it's not a million miles away from this. But I think that is a trend that is only going to grow, and bringing everything under one roof and having everything there so you have a captive audience. So you think of it as like a almost like a tiny shopping center for fitness. That is our ideas for today. That's nearly a whopper 20-minute episode. So I hope you found that interesting. If you have questions about anything about working remotely or anything that we've talked about, ping me a message. You'll get me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. You can get me on the Entrepreneur Experiment accounts, or you can get me on Mr. Gary Fox. I will see you back here on Thursday. We have Charlie from Bounce Insights. He is our rising star for this season. And he's a unique character. This guy is 1,000% a rising star. And I really clicked with Charlie. I know Charlie a long time. There's a little symbiotic nature between myself and Charlie and his business and the podcast. So I'll let him reveal it all on Thursday. I'll see you back here on Thursday for the Entrepreneur Experiment Rising Star interview. Have a great week.